The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration examined where mercury pollution in Lake Michigan is coming from. The data haven't been publicly released yet, but sources say Midwestern power plants are the biggest culprits. If true, that could undercut the EPA's new mercury trading program that lets dirty power plants buy the right to pollute from cleaner ones. Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He says the program's wrong because it treats all mercury pollution equally.
When it comes to mercury pollution, a trading regime essentially doesn't work very well because you have concentrated localized hotspots in which the pollution is highly toxic to the people who live in those communities.
Several state governments are fighting the EPA's trading program in federal court. They'd like NOAA's data, but the states and the public will have to wait until the EPA reviews it. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.